Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation. Proud to welcome Lisa Lestrude to the airwaves to talk about Kensett's 150th sesquicentennial celebration. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
And you're starting off the 19th and going through the 21st, and you've got a jam-packed 3 days. Walk us through it, please.
So we were going to start on Friday evening with the opening ceremony at 6 o'clock. And then we will have food trucks and beer garden. And then we'll have Bad Habits Band starting at 7, and that will go until 11 o'clock. And I'm just going to put that out there. Everything is supposed to be outside, but if weather is pending, we will have the band inside the community center. So the show must go on.
It sure does. All right, let's look at Saturday.
So Saturday, jam-packed, we are having breakfast by the Kensett Fire Department. That'll be at the community center. That's from 9 to 11. We also are going to have a car, motorcycle, tractor roll-in. That registration starts at 9 a.m. until 11, and that is free registration. And the actual show will go till 3. We'll do trophies at 2 o'clock for that. We also have our library will be open with a history presentation, and that's from 9 to 12. And then we also have a craft show and home business vendors, and that'll be at the community center outside 10 to 4. And the Kensett Museum will also be open 1 to 4. And then we also have a cornhole bag tournament going on at the community center. That actually starts at 9 o'clock, so if they want to go in and get registered for that. And we've got all kinds of activities going on. We also have bingo. That's from 1 to 3. That's going to be at City Hall. And then for kids' activities, we have a FFA pedal pole that starts at 1. Kids' activities also during that time. And Half Pint the Clown, 2 to 4. Oh, and then we have something fun going on. Not too sure about what this all entails, but if you got a golf cart and you want to be in a rodeo, that's going to be at 3 o'clock at the community center.
That sounds super interesting.
Yes, it does. And then we're going to also have our big, I forgot to mention this, our big meal in the park. And that's actually the meats featured by Matt Varner, one of our local people here. So that'll be at noon at the park. So a full meal, you know, and if you want to come and enjoy that. And then we're also going to have another band. It's called Stone Groove. And that's another Steve Bartlett. He's one of our local people here. He's in a band. I think they're more of kind of Southern rock. So they're going to be playing from 6 to 9 at the community center. And again, we'll have food trucks and beer garden.
And then you'll wrap up on Sunday.
And then on Sunday, we're going to wrap up on Sunday. We're going to have a church service at City Park at 9 o'clock. Breakfast at in the city park at 10, and the parade starts at 11. And we have bingo again at, from 1 to 3 at City Hall, and we'll finish it out with raffle drawings at 3 p.m. in the city park.
Sounds like a wonderful time the next 3 days. And
yes, it's been a lot of work, but it's been fun. So I do want to do one plug, though, at our history. I don't know if you're familiar with this or knew of him, but Hans Langseth is our famous person from Kensett, Iowa. He was the man that had the longest beard. It's actually in the Smithsonian Museum. It was okay. 17 feet long.
Wow.
And so when he passed away, I guess what they did is they had cut it and they just put it in a box and it sat there for quite a long time, and then somehow it ended up at the museum. So I actually have a pretty much like large poster. So if you want to get your picture taken with Hans at the library, you can do that.
And Lisa, if people want to keep updated on things, where they're going to be and so forth, with maybe weather possibly pending, I assume you have a Facebook presence?
We do, and it's actually under the same name, so it's under Kensett 150th Sesquicentennial Celebration.
Very good. Lisa, thank you for sharing. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it, too, and hope to see lots of faces there this weekend.
Lisa Lestrew talking about the Sesquicentennial going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Kensett. I'm Mark Scar. This is KIOW Morning Conversation.